This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A missile hit a train station where thousands of people had flocked to flee in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities said 50 people died in Friday's strike. They also warned they expect to find more evidence of war crimes in areas abandoned by Russian troops. Photos from the scene showed bodies covered with tarps on the ground and the remnants of a rocket with the words, "For the children," painted on it in Russian. The Office of Ukraine's Prosecutor General said about 4,000 civilians were in and around the station. Most were women and children heeding calls to leave the area before Russia launches a full-scale offensive in the country's east. Russia's defense ministry denied the attack, but President Volodymyr Zelensky blamed Russia's military. A Kremlin spokesman says Russia has suffered major troop casualties during its 6 weeks military camp operation in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Dmitry Peskov has told Sky News that, yes, we have significant losses of troops, and it's a huge tragedy for us. Peskov also hinted the fighting might be over in the foreseeable future, telling the broadcaster Russian troops were doing their best to bring an end to that operation. After failing to take Ukraine's capital, Russia has shifted its focus to the Donbas, a mostly Russian-speaking industrial region in eastern Ukraine, where Moscow-backed rebels have been fighting Ukrainian forces for 8 years and control some areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It comes as the flow of people escaping Russia's war in Ukraine has slowed, but those now fleeing have often spent weeks in dire conditions, according to the United Nations, who puts the mark at 4.3 million people fleeing the country. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will celebrate Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation at the White House today, the first black woman to sit on the high court. Even as a COVID-19 outbreak hits Washington's political class, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House has invited hundreds of dignitaries to the South Lawn, from current and former justices to lawmakers.
We will have a range of guests. It will be an outside event.
Just like Donald Trump's announcement of his last Supreme Court nominee 2 years ago.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
An event that became a virus super spreader. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that was a different time.
Vaccines weren't available. People were not vaccinated.
And even as the virus hits cabinet members, lawmakers, and White House reporters, Psaki says the administration has stringent protocols in place.
To keep the president safe, to keep everybody safe.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some health experts warn that the U.S. suspension of COVID aid to foreign nations may prolong the pandemic, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In the latest Senate COVID funding package, lawmakers have dropped nearly all the money for curbing COVID-19 beyond the U.S. borders, which would likely bring an end to vaccine programs in dozens of African nations. A global health researcher at Britain's Southampton University calls it a kick in the teeth to poor countries. They were promised billions of vaccines and resources in grand pledges made by G20 leaders. Health experts warn fewer than 15% of people in poorer countries have been vaccinated, and that could open the door for the next dangerous variant to emerge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli security forces say they have killed a Palestinian man who opened fire into a crowded bar in central Tel Aviv and killed two people. They say the attacker was tracked down after an overnight manhunt and killed in an exchange of fire. It was the fourth deadly attack in Israel by Palestinians in less than 3 weeks and came at a time of heightened tensions around the start of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Recapping our top story, a missile hit a train station where thousands of people had flocked to flee in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities said 50 people died in Friday's strike. Photos from the scene showed bodies covered with tarps on the ground and remnants of a rocket with the words, "For the children," painted on it in Russian. The Office of Ukraine's Prosecutor General said about 4,000 civilians were in and around the station. It came in Kramatorsk in the country's east. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.